So, okay.
Okay, so then that motion for Jane and Terry needs to go to, needs to be ready a day earlier than the 8th, because it has to go to the Finance Committee.
Zavarn, you said that there is a Finance Committee meeting on Thursday of this week?
Yes. Thursday, and then 2 weeks later.
Pardon me?
Yeah, Thursday, and then 2 weeks after. What is Thursday, the 7th?
Huh. Okay.
And PMB can consider a motion as long as it has a financial impact indicated. It's just whether or not they want the Finance Committee opinion or whether or not the financial impact statement is correct.
Well, that was the intent from passing it a couple of weeks ago, was that it would be helpful to have the financial impact for Friday's meeting.
Yeah, it'll be less than 24 hours before the PMB meeting, so the Finance Committee can vote.
This is Bob. I'm ready when you are.
I think we're ready. Go ahead.
Okay. I combined Casey's point into the first bullet point, so I'll read it from the top.
Slowly, please.
Sorry?
Slowly, please.
Yes. And again, I can't email this because my email's not working, so sorry about that. Okay. The Elections Committee instructs the Timeline Working Group to develop language for proposed amendments to Article 4, Section 5, providing, and then point one is a set of target dates for the key steps in the election process to be included in the bylaws that includes a record date prior to the nomination deadline. Casey, did I get that right? Is that your intent? A record date prior to the nomination deadline?
That's correct.
Okay. So that includes a record date prior to the nomination deadline and a longer possible extension of the voting deadline in case quorum is not met. That's point one, but I'll pause before point two to make sure everyone's clear.
A set of target dates for the election process, key steps to be included in the bylaw?
A set of target dates for the key steps in the election process.
Key steps in the election process
Well, maybe it should be a new sentence, just for simplicity. This should include
record date prior to
the nomination deadline.
Nomination deadline.
And a longer possible extension of the voting deadline in case quorum is not met.
A longer extension?
Possible extension of the voting deadline in case quorum is not met.
Possible extension of the voting deadline
in case quorum is not met.
Quorum is not met. Okay. And then your third point would still be establishing provisions for changes when dates are in conflict.
Well, I had more specific wording. It's now the second point would be a bylaws provision allowing the PNB to adopt as policy by a supermajority and by a particular deadline before each election year, a set of dates that vary from the target dates in cases of special circumstances. Get all that, Jane?
Not quite, but let me take a stab at it and you tell me what I missed. A bylaws provision that to allow the PMB to adopt as policy by a super majority a set of dates that vary from the target date in case of special circumstances?
Right, but you left out one phrase. After by a supermajority, it would also say and by a particular deadline.
And by a particular deadline.
Before a given election year.
Okay.
And that's it. And then as a last point, I think it should reprise or, you know, just copy the language we adopted earlier about dissemination of whatever you come up with to both the PNB and the Governance Committee. Just the identical wording that we worked out earlier.
All right. So the second motion for the evening is to instruct the Timeline Working Group to develop language for proposed amendment changes to Section 5, include provisions to include, one, a set of target dates for the key steps in the election process to be included in the bylaws, including record date prior to nomination deadline, a longer possible extension of the voting deadline in case quorum is not met.
It would be nomination deadline and a longer possible.
Yes, and two, a bylaws provision to allow the PMB to adopt this policy by a supermajority and by a particular deadline before a given election year, a set of dates that vary from the target dates in cases of special circumstances.
And then the language about disseminating this proposal to the PMB and the Governance Committee.
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry, thought I was disconnected.
It sounded like somebody was. Bob, are you there?
I'm still here.
Terry?
Teresa's here.
Yes. So, something got quiet. Is there
so Jane,
any
did
objection?
You get that last piece? About the dissemination?
Yeah, with letter and brazon. We need an acknowledgement from the secretary. Unless we lost the secretary.
I think it sounds like we did.
Ah. That's who we lost then. Jane?
Well, until she gets back on the call, I trust that work group members will read my email from earlier today and address any other articles in the bylaws that are impacted by a schedule change. Or a term limit change and all that kind of stuff.
What about the affiliates, the selection? If we change the date for when people take office,
it's an issue that the work group should address.
Okay.
This is Edward Fanatism.
As to whether or not the same term limits and terms should apply to other sorts of delegates. Also, I would like the work group to prepare a draft policy for PMB adoption that includes their proposed initial timeline.
Well, that, if I may, that was in my proposal.
Okay. And was that Mr. Knorr that wanted to
yes.
recognize?
I don't want to be pedantic, but there's a little bit of a problem in the wording with, because the record date is not part of Article 4, Section 5. Record dates are, in fact, spelled out in Article 3, Section 10, to be 45 days before the day on which the first written ballot is distributed. So I guess record date would have to be moved into the category of other provisions affected.
Right.
And we'd have a tricky task because the way it's defined in Article 3, Section 10 is 45 days before. So before various lots of things, there's a list of things about involving record dates. So we'll have to figure out a way to deal with that somehow.
Right. So the motion before the committee should not be limited to the one article.
Yeah, maybe it should just say Article 5 and related articles or something.
Or Article 4, Section 3 and other.
Yeah.
Other, you know, other sections of the bylaws.
That's good.
Is Ms. Gatewood back on the call? Okay, well, we can't. Who's there?
This is Lydia. Okay, well, that sounds good. I'm signing off, though.
Okay, well, we have Mr. Letterer's language as read by Mr. Letterer.
Mm-hmm. So,
is there any objection to that? Hearing no objection, then, it is adopted.
And Mr. Letterer will distribute it.
James Gatewood.
There she is.
Cut off.
Ah. Was there? I don't think there was any objection to broadening the scope of the language to not be limited to Article 4.
No, but I don't think Jane was on.
Yes, so I'm updating.
Okay.
The secretary, I think if you look at the language, it may limit it to Article 4, Section 5. And while you were off the call, Mr. Knorr pointed out that changing the record date is in a different article, Article 3, I think. So we wanted to broaden the beginning of the motion, perhaps, to say and other sections of the bylaws.
As needed.
Right.
And I think you had all the other language, and we just approved it.
Okay.
And yeah, you got the dissemination language, right, Jane?
Proposed language to be sent out by members on and or team be in government to solicit feedback prior to elections committee. Bob, how do you do it? It's after midnight. Sorry.
Not easy.
Stamina thing going on here. Proposed language to be sent out by members Brizond and or letter to the PMB and governance to solicit feedback prior to the elections committee meeting on the 17th.
Right. Okay. I think we got it.
And Ms. Gatewood, when will you be able to send out the text of those
two
motions?
I can do that tonight.
Yep.
And I'll look
How
for
do you
that
do
other
it?
One. I think I can. I actually gained 2 hours because I'm in Denver, so it's really only 10:30.
Ah.
It doesn't really count. Okay.
Is there anything else from the committee that we need to take care of on this call?
This is Casey.
A quick point.
Say one thing. Okay, go ahead.
Ms. Roberts,
go ahead,
is that
go.
You?
Oh, I don't think we need a formal motion in order to add Casey to the listserv. Is there a good reason to just not do it right now?
What
He's
listserv?
On.
Yeah.
On the Yahoo listserv, is he on now?
Actually, he's on the list. I put him on May 21st, but it may be an address that you're not using, Casey. Is it a specific ad address?
Yes, that's good.
Was that good? Because you can change it, you know, just go into the membership section and redirect your email to whichever account you like.
If you send it to pacifica@mailtokc.com, that should do it.
Then you've been on that list. You should be getting messages from the list.
Yeah, I believe I am.
Okay, good.
Just let me say one thing. I really appreciate all the hard work, the attentiveness to detail, and the openness to new approaches, as well as the civility shown by the members of the Elections Committee. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
And left unsaid is how you'd like our meetings to be quick, to be shorter. I believe a motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Who granted that?
Maureen wants to go.
Okay, a motion to adjourn was presented by Ms. Roberts. Is there any objection to adjourning?
Absolutely not.
Then the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.